Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got the week in review about an hour from now. Keefe will give you all the keys. The Pats and Chargers coming up.
It's a big one.
At 1 o'clock, it is a big one. Playoff keys. Plus Milton Williams, the milkman, going into the game on Sunday night. All your thoughts on it here at 617-779-7937. We'll reset some of our ideas on, well, what's at stake for the Patriots on Sunday, beyond just a win or a loss, survive in advance, lose and go home sort of situation, and also how they'd win the game, how they'd lose the game. We'll get back into that coming up at high noon on Jones and Keefe. We gave you all the picks, Keefe. We went through, me, you, and Billy basically all picked the same games.
Yep.
Nick decided to go against the grain a little bit, so we gave you all the winners. We spent a lot of time on Buffalo and Jacksonville, which I think, as a Patriots fan, that is the game you're going to be paying the most attention to beyond
yes.
the Pats.
Yeah, because it's pretty clear, too. If it's Jacksonville, that's who you get the next round.
And you're getting more and more. You're giving you're picking Buffalo, but you're giving Jacksonville more and more credit the closer we get to the game.
Oh, yeah, because like all season long, I never believed in Jacksonville, and they just keep winning. They keep winning. Excuse me. They win the division. The defense is playing really well. Trevor Lawrence is playing well. They lose Travis Hunter. It doesn't seem to matter. Yeah, I don't even know if they were using him right or whatever. Jacoby Myers has been a pretty good addition for them, and they've just been a tough team. And so you're like, all right, maybe it could be them. And they have, you know, it is a home game for them. So your guy, Liam Cohen, sounded real corny at the beginning of the year, but he's got him playing really well.
Good coach.
So, yeah, maybe they got a chance. Meanwhile, with the thing with Buffalo, I know they split with the Patriots, but it's so entirely on Josh Allen, which, again, if it's the best player in the world, I guess you could be in a worse spot. But I don't really like the guys besides James Cook that he has on offense, and it's not a great defense. You know, we had Sal Capaccio on from Buffalo, who's clearly following it way closer than we are. And I was like, from the outside, this looks like the worst Buffalo team of the last 5-6 years. And he's like, it is. So, like, is this going to be the year? Like, just because Mahomes and all those guys are out of the playoffs, is this really going to be the year that Buffalo goes on a run?
It's going to be it's
going to be really tough.
Whether they do or they don't, this will be the game that sticks to him the most if they don't.
Do you think, even though
it's a bad team, this is because the field is so wide open for a guy like Josh Allen to run through the AFC. This will stick to him if he doesn't
win
it this year.
Yeah, their path would be you beat Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, you beat Drake May in New England, and then you beat Bo Nix in Denver. That's a lot different than the path. I mean, that's a much easier path than going to Kansas City or having to play Burrow or something like that. So it's obviously wide open for him. Do you think they consider moving on from McDermott if they lose
this weekend? This weekend? Definitely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh? Or would they go somewhere?
I think Harbaugh's a done deal in Miami.
Okay.
I heard.
But Harbaugh might. Maybe Miami feels that way. Maybe Harbaugh right now feels that way. But he's like, wait, Buffalo's open with Josh Allen? Yeah, I'll go there.
I just think once the wheels really get in motion on something like that, and they fired their coach.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Harbaugh would
be in
his rights.
Is there a pen to paper?
Harbaugh would be in his rights to wait it out.
Yeah. He should, because there's other jobs. You could get the Green Bay job.
Don't you already think he's feeling that out through back channels? And it's like, hey, is McDermott going to be back or not? It's going to be dependent on if they win that game or not. But I don't think Miami would be so quick to fire McDaniel. And when I say quick, I mean, they waited until Thursday, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but they almost fired him midseason. I don't think they love McDaniel.
I don't think they would have fired him, though, if it wasn't a done deal.
Okay.
My personal opinion, we'll see.
Did you see Jackson Dart last night?
No.
People lip reading? Somebody asked him on the sideline. The camera cut to him. Is like, oh, who's next coach? The lip readers are out, Harbaugh or Stefanski.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Wait.
Oh, he said Harbaugh or Stefanski.
Yeah, he said Harbaugh at the game.
Stefanski, I thought people couldn't. I thought people were disagreeing. It was either Harbaugh or Stefanski. We can't quite tell what he said.
The blue dress?
Yeah.
That's gold.
Okay, so then they're probably going to get Stefanski because Harbaugh's going to Miami, in my estimation. But yeah, could Buffalo open up? Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. I think it could. And then, yeah, which direction do they go in? And then now you also would add Sean McDermott to the list. Like, what started out as not a great field, it seems like some teams that had coaches that you might consider like top half of the league coaches, you know, like Kevin Stefanski and John Harbaugh both being available. And I'm not saying Stefanski did an amazing job in Cleveland, but like he was 2-time coach of the year and was handed a ridiculous quarterback situation.
He made the playoffs with the Browns.
Yeah.
Like people talk about that with Belichick, and they still celebrate Belichick for that. And it's like Stefanski did it.
No, right? The guys that are getting fired, like Mike McDaniel, I feel like that's a guy that probably should be a coordinator, although
he might get
Cleveland's job.
If he wants it, he's going to get a job.
He might get Cleveland.
If he's smart, maybe he sits it out and waits for the right job in a year or two. But if he wants it, I think McDaniel's going to get a job.
Yeah, so that's funny. Like, there's 8 openings right now. We're talking about the chance that maybe there's a 9 or maybe there's even 10 openings. But 3 or 4 of them might be taken by guys that are just moving chairs, right? Like, just not even taking a year off and just kind of sliding over.
It's true. Text line says, why would Harbaugh go to Miami? They're a joke. I don't think it's the right choice for Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I think it's already done.
Just the timing of it, you're connecting the dots.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
what I think.
But it might have been like Stephen Ross. I mean, I don't think that's a very well-run organization.
Well, they were trying
to get Sean Payton and Tom Brady desperately. They didn't get either of those guys.
Good point.
So,
I mean, they're getting sued by Brian Flores.
Correct. There's also that.
I mean, the whole league is, but yeah.
They're trying to tank. They didn't even tank right.
Text line here says, ha-ha.
Okay.
You guys don't like what Allen has. The Pats have the worst skill players in the NFL.
They have better skill players than the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills had Did James Cook finish as the rushing champ? I think he did, didn't he? Did Derrick Henry pass him on Sunday night? No, he finished as the rushing champ, I thought.
This year's rushing champ was James Cook III.
So, like, James Cook is a good player.
He's awesome.
But the Patriots
You like any of their receivers?
No, the Patriots also have good running backs, and the Bills' receivers are terrible.
Yeah, and their tight ends are average at best.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, maybe you call that a wash between the Pats and the... Yeah, no.
The Pats have better tight ends and better receivers.
I don't like what Josh Allen has. I don't. I'll stand by
on the field. Off the field, the guy seems like he's got everything going for him.
That's a good point. Okay. That should be like the shootout of the weekend, Keith. It's easily the highest over-under. I think it's 51
yeah.
and a half. Most of the other games are in the mid-40s, including the Pats game, outside of Houston and Pittsburgh. That one's in the high 30s. So I think that should be a slugfest. Mm-hmm. But Buffalo, for like a neutral fan, probably the game that jumps out this weekend should have the most points. For a Patriots fan, I think it's the game that jumps out. What else jumps out to you? What other game interests you?
So I'm really interested in Packers-Bears, and it's because I'm such a big Ben Johnson fan, and I wonder if he goes in there and wins his first playoff game. And if he does, I also wonder if Matt LaFleur ends up getting canned. So Green Bay's at a spot where, like, would they move on? Would they feel like they could improve somewhere else? Now, maybe he gets the excuse that Micah Parsons is hurt, and maybe they keep him there. But that's sort of an interesting one, because a year ago, you were like, wow, the Lions and the Vikings.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They look like they got things all set. Wrong. Those teams both missed the playoffs, and now the Bears and the Packers. It's a pretty exciting division overall, but I've always sort of thought Caleb Williams was good, and I'm not alone. He was the number one overall pick, but after sort of struggling last year, people kind of writing him off, like, oh, he's not that good. He could be maybe odd. Maybe you don't like everything that he does, but I think he's pretty good, and if he wins his first playoff game, then that would go
in the same boat as Drake Maye in that regard.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, he loses his first playoff game, we're going to be like, loser.
Yeah, for sure.
0-1, you loser. You get to the playoffs, and you lose your first game.
And you're at home. Both these guys are at home.
I mean, they're both the two seed. So,
but no, I like that game.
They're in a very similar boat, and just like Caleb Williams can shut some people up like me,
yeah.
I never liked Caleb, he can shut some people up with a win. He's going to hear about it if they lose, and if you're going to say that about Caleb Williams, you better be ready for it with Drake Maye if he loses.
The other one, and people are asking on the text line, on Monday night, does Tomlin get fired finally if the Steelers lose?
Well,
I think he's back.
I believe
you think he's doing TV.
Well, I believe it'll be a firing, but I think it's going to be framed as he's
like,
stepping away and going to TV. But yeah,
you think he's done if they lose?
Yeah, I think he's out of a job. Yeah.
Well, then I think they do lose. And then the other one is interesting because we're like ranking all the coaches too, is the Niners-Eagles game where you have Nick Sirianni, who you and I disagree on. I think he's safe, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying like he could get bounced here in the first round, or Kyle Shanahan, who also gets a lot of credit for being this great coach, has been to the Super Bowl a couple of times but hasn't won yet. He also is staring down the face of, you know, getting bounced in the first round. You know, as far as like two like kind of heavyweight coaches or like coaches with like a good resume, like they're squaring off.
I do feel like the Eagles are peaking at the right time. Like they, for most of the year, we're like something's off with
this
team.
And the Niners just look so bad.
They look so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
So to me, I
that should be the Eagles.
Well, that's what I think.
I think the line even moved another point.
Did it?
I think it was 4.5 earlier in the week. It's 5.5 now.
So I didn't realize that. Text line, guys, you don't mention Kraft's cheapness. W-E-E-I, your frauds.
Why were we talking about that right now?
Well, I think this is in reference to how, you know, what they have around Drake Maye.
Oh. Okay.
No, one of the big things, we talked about the Patriots and their sustainability earlier this week. Like, how sustainable is what they did this year? And we agree it's very sustainable because you have your head coach in place and Drake Maye. But what you need to do to keep it on the rails is you need to keep drafting well, and Kraft needs to keep spending. He did spend this offseason. I've been very critical.
Free agency was a success.
The spending overall, but last year they spent, and what do you know? They're a 14-win team. So they got a new coach, and Drake Maye broke out, but they decided to spend, and they made the playoffs. You know, the last time they spent, Keith, what happened? That was 2021, and they made the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
So,
how'd they
do
in the playoffs?
Hopefully Robert Kraft keeps spending. Not well.
No.
Hopefully he keeps spending.
Yeah, of course.
And that will be a real thing moving forward. But for this year, he spent on this team. And what do you know? They're good. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. We'll get back to the stakes for the Patriots. We just discussed some of that with Caleb Williams and Drake Maye. We'll circle back to it. And how do the Patriots win this game? How would they lose this game if they were to lose it? We'll play that game next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.